here with Jason McGee. Jason, right in the pitch here, the Donegal crowd is buzzing. Some of us can't believe what we've seen in terms of how we dismantled Derry, but I'm sure in that Donegal camp you believed you could win this game today, and what a performance.
Ah yeah, for sure. It's a game from the minute the draw was drawn, it was one way Ryan to go in there and cause an upset. Derry, in fairness to them, have been pushing on this last couple of years, and they've been taking on all new levels, but I'm just over the moon with the boys today and proud of them, and every one of them, as you say, believed how going into the game there today, and just buzzing with the result now.
In the first couple of minutes, it took us a wee while to settle these, and you know, Derry were probing, they were getting the chances away, but once we settled in the game, we were counter-attacking on Derry. There was huge space as we broke forward, and we really kind of sucked them into our game plan.
Yeah, I suppose we went out and we just set up and see what they had in the first few minutes. I suppose both teams were supposed to suss each other out, and once we seen that we had a run at them, I think confidence grew and the lads throughout then, and we drove on from there.
And Jason, the catching the keeper out, was it noted before the game about Lynch being out of his goals? Because three goals from such an area, I mean, you normally only see that once every few games, but that was the platform for the victory.
Yeah, it's come so relevant. It's coming up so often now in GAA with goalkeepers out. Like, it's a chance. I would say most teams in the country now will be eyeing up these situations, and thankfully today we pulled off a few of them, and it got us over the line in the end up. So
yeah, and a week now just to prepare, obviously, the game tomorrow, Cavan and Tyrone. You'll be an interesting spectator.
Interesting game, all right. I will sit down now and relax and recover and get ready for next week.